The Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Now on that same day, two disciples were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and were talking with each other about these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them. But their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other while you walk along?" They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, named Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have had taken place in these days?" He asked them, "What things?" They replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find his body, they came back and told us that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see him. Then he said to them, 'Oh, how foolish you are, how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into glory?' Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them all the things about himself in the scriptures. As they came near the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he were going on. But they urged him strongly, saying, 'Stay with us, because it is almost evening and the day is now nearly over.' So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed it, then broke it and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking on the road, when he was opening up the scriptures to us?' That same hour they got up and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and their companions gathered together. They were saying, 'The Lord is risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon.' Then they told what had happened on the road and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread." The Gospel of the Lord. The Lord be with you. Good morning, it says, but it's not. My name is Maureen Hobson, my husband Bill, mother-in-law Joanne, and I joined the congregation about 2.5 years ago. We have three grandchildren, Carly, Kyla, and Kaden, who are active participants in Sunday school. We are very blessed and grateful to be a part of the incredible Faith Lutheran family. I am not a Bible scholar, but I can share my personal perspectives on the reading for today. It's a beautiful reading, right? Imagine listening in on Jesus' teachings as he and his followers walked to Emmaus. Much of my perceptions are linked to my work as a spiritual support volunteer at Enlow for this past 5 years. The role of the spiritual support team at Enlow is to walk alongside patients often at a very difficult time of their lives. We endeavor to remind them of Jesus' enduring presence along their path. I am often very much aware of the Lord's presence in my work. Let's talk about the road to Emmaus. Through this scripture, Jesus teaches us that he always walks beside us, but we're not always aware of it. The setting of our reading was Resurrection Day. These followers of Jesus were likely doubting their confidence in their hero. He was expected to lead the Jews to glory and rout the Romans, but that's not what happened. Instead, Jesus was executed. The disciples were devastated. 3 days had gone by, and to their astonishment, the women had discovered that Jesus's body had been taken from the tomb. Some of the apostles verified that the tomb was empty, but no one had seen Jesus. The two disciples were downcast as they walked. When they were joined by another traveler, they barely looked up. How often we fail to see Jesus. I once saw a man visiting his father. As I joined them, the son began to complain, "I am wasting my time here. My father's disease has left him brain dead. He doesn't even know I'm here. I should just leave and go home." Although he was grieving for his father, he wanted to leave. It was just too painful. I had a different reaction. Although I had no concrete proof, I sensed that the father wanted his son to stay. I felt the father's love for his son so strongly that the air encompassing father and son felt hazy and thick. When I stepped closer to the father to pray, I felt that I was intruding on their shared space and had to step back. I couldn't tell the son how much his father wanted him to stay for fear he might think me crazy. I prayed for their father's comfort and peace and then acknowledged out loud my belief that he loved his son dearly. I truly believe that he loved his son dearly and wanted him to remain for the short time he had left to live. The son, wrapped in pain, did not seem to hear anything I had just said. I don't know if he stayed or not. Perhaps this is the way it was for the travelers as well. They were so caught up in their distress, they didn't stop to wonder who this man traveling with them was. You and I sometimes don't see Jesus even when we are looking for him. We come to church, we listen to praise music, great by the way, even take the Eucharist, and still it doesn't happen for us. But back to our reading. Upon hearing about the recent events in Jerusalem, the stranger chided the two disciples, saying, "How slow you are to believe all that the prophets have spoken." And starting with Moses, the stranger opened the Old Testament scripture to them, explaining all that was said about himself. The two travelers were riveted by the stranger's eloquent preaching, but still were unable to recognize him as Jesus. However, they had learned much from this man and his teachings, so they pressed him to stay longer at the end of the day. Surely they had some sense of the divine in this man. Later, they would ask each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?" Jesus walks among us. Sometimes Jesus walks among us and we are barely aware of his presence. A couple of weeks ago, I witnessed a dying man wake briefly and gaze into the face of his son. His head moved in rhythm with his son's voice. His eyes never left his son's face. In those moments, the son received a precious, loving gift from his father that he will likely remember for the rest of his life. Like the two travelers on the road, I imagine that the son felt Jesus' presence, but I'm not sure he fully recognized him. And if I'm honest, I'll say, I didn't fully recognize him at the time till I thought about it. Jesus walks with us. Sometimes patients alert me to Jesus's presence. I am most frequently schooled in oncology. Many of these people experience years of untold suffering. Yet when I enter their room, praise is unstintingly given to God for all that he has done for them. The patient's transition to greater life is joyfully anticipated, and I am humbled. Speaking of oncology, I witnessed Jesus walking with me yesterday. Last week, I fell into conversation with the patient about writing this sermon, which prompted her to consider how Jesus walks with her. This week, she was euphoric when I walked into a room. A janitor had paused in the midst of mopping her floor to tell her that God had put it upon his heart to pray for her. His 8-year-old daughter was praying for her too. In the janitor's kind gesture, my patient recognized that Jesus was with her, as we had discussed the previous week. She is hoping that prayer will keep her on this earth a little longer. And I forgot to put into the text, but this is a woman who had had severe pain along the way with all the treatments that she had, and she had no pain when I saw her last Thursday. God be praised. Yesterday, a friend forwarded to me a sermon in a Substack item called Digging for Hope about the walk to Emmaus. The writer spoke about the importance of that conversation during the walk to Emmaus. And indeed, throughout Jesus's interaction with us during his entire life, Jesus asked for the disciples' story and he listened closely. Then Jesus spoke to them at length, which filled their minds and their hearts. A deep conversation with others can open our minds and hearts as well. Jesus walks with us. Cleopas and his friend walked with Jesus, were moved by his discourse, and still did not recognize him. Does that happen to us? Yes. Perhaps we're only half listening to something important our spouse or child is trying to tell us. We sometimes walk through our lives without noticing the amazing beauty of God's creation. You can probably think of many things that got missed along the way, as can I. Jesus was there, but we didn't sense his presence. Jesus tells us clearly that he is present in the Eucharist. He breaks the bread and says, "This is my body given for you. Do this in memory of me." Anytime we celebrate the Eucharist, we acknowledge Christ's presence among us. In the reading, Jesus' disciples finally recognize Jesus in the breaking of the bread. Finally, they saw him for who he was. May we do so as well. So in closing, I had a quote by James Martin, Father James Martin, S.J. "Seeing God means being ready to see him in unexpected people, places, and ways. It means living with our eyes and hearts open, because wherever you are, there is your Emmaus." Amen.